So, yeah, look, a good win on the weekend. Good to be back at 5-5, sort of level pegging.
Yeah, look, it was a good win by the boys. Had to grind it out too, which was pretty impressive by everyone, and keeping their mind on the job. And to break away in the last quarter was really good by the boys, and especially the guys through the midfield.
Yeah, to be 5-5 now, at this sort of rate where you're sitting at the moment.
Yeah, look, obviously we dropped a couple of games that everyone thought we were going to win, but they were tough teams, and we're under no illusions to where we're at as a group. We're still building towards our best footy. We still want to put four quarters together, which is something we're going to have to do towards the latter stages of the year.
What did Bokey say to the group on the ground after the game? He had a great last quarter and he pulled everyone over. It was pretty animated.
Yeah, there's just some things that still got to keep improving on as a group. Even though we got the win by, I don't know, 30-something points, he said that there's still some disappointing efforts in there that we still need to work on. So it was just pretty much that, and just keep working hard day to day.
Was it looked like a pretty stern chat? He obviously had some strong messages to give them.
Yeah, it was pretty stern. It was right up the alleyway, though, because we had no illusions that we needed to improve that last quarter. Obviously, everyone was pretty happy with the six goals straight that we kicked, but just a few defensive slip-ups that we let go through.
Was it like, I think Westall said afterwards, a bit like going away from the team plan, was it?
Yeah, it was a bit of team plan stuff, a bit of defensive effort that really let us down towards that, especially in that latter bit of the last quarter. So
it was more guys sort of playing a bit more individual in that last quarter rather than sticking to the team plan? Is that
not individual Westall's stuff. It was probably more the just loss of concentration to what we were doing.
Even though you won the last quarter so well.
Yeah, Bokey's pretty passionate about where we've got to get to, and we've got to stay on the job the whole time, and that's something that we let slip.
Is that a good indicator of that, even though you mentioned that you've sort of half turned the corner with a couple of nice wins, that still the demands are to actually get better and better?
Yeah, look, we're sitting where we are because of how we've played in the past, and we just need to keep improving, and we want to be the number one team in the league pretty much, and the way we're playing at the moment is we're just not quite there yet, so we're just going to have to keep improving.
But you feel you're getting better, clearly?
Yeah, we're slowly getting there. Defensively, the team's structured up a lot better now, which is good, and it's helping us defend a lot better, and we're getting the ball going inside 50, which I think Schultz and that are pretty happy about.
When you say structured up better defensively, what aspects are you referring to?
Just more stuff like the having to play one-on-one sort of game style and defend like that rather than the way we were defending earlier on in the year.
Looked like Wingard and Wines, a couple of your prime movers, they're just getting their mojo back, particularly Wingard in that last quarter. He just seems to have found that All-Australian form again.
Yeah, look, they've been impressive, especially Ollie since he's come back from his wrist. But it's been like probably a collective group effort from the midfielders to turn around for us. Having to defend 48 inside 50s or something like that was really good for us as defenders, and the ball going inside our forward 50, how clean it was a lot better for the forwards as well.
And what about this week? I mean, Geelong, Friday night, you're both 5-5. Goes without saying, the magnitude of this result is huge.
Yeah, look, Geelong, like, they've been an outstanding team for 10 years now, and we expect no different from them this weekend. They've got brilliant leaders and some really young guys that can break the game apart. So we're going to have to be on our game across all three sections of the footy team.
Forgive my ignorance, but Tom Hall, do you usually go to him?
Yeah, whoever plays on him, I've played on him in the past. And whether it's me or Homshi or maybe Jacko might be a slight chance, but we'll see how we go.
How tough is he? Because he's so big and strong.
Yeah, Christ, he's a big unit. What's he, 195 centimetres and about 105 kilos, so he's got me well and truly covered. He's a superstar of the game and a superstar forward, and he's a real barometer for them as well, so we're going to have to be on our game defensively as a back six.
With Wines back now, as Tom touched on it with Wingard and Gray, is it more beneficial for the team to have them weaving their magic inside the forward half?
Look, they're just happy playing the role that they need wherever Kenny wants them. And whether that's kicking goals or getting the ball through the midfield or even coming down back at some stages, it's just up to what the team needs. And Chatty and that played their role on the weekend, and that's how they played and played really well.
Do they inspire? When goes on song like that, does it just inspire his teammates? Because, like, some of the things he did were incredible.
Oh, look, he's pretty good to watch. pretty exciting sort of player, but that's not what he's in the team for, to be honest. He's in there to put pressure on up the forward line and make it hard for the defenders getting it out their way. So that's what he's there for, and he does an outstanding job defensively for us.
Normally a team that's just won is quite positive and upbeat and things like that. What's the feeling like within the boys now? Because you do know that, well, we've just said you need to do quite a bit more work. Are you boys staying level-headed and not getting too far ahead? And what's the vibe?
Yeah, that's the thing about this group. You got Lobie and guys like that who just want to keep improving, and that's what drives the group. And because Kenny's not happy, we're not happy. And, we just want to keep winning and make sure that we're doing it in the right way. Four quarters of effort is pretty much all we ask, and that's what we've been lacking so far this season. So we're hoping to put together a four-quarter performance this week.
How do you ride it? Do you reckon he's a chance to play this week?
I've no idea. You obviously have to get through training and stuff like that, but it's up to Kenny.
You mentioned Jacko before. Like, he's looking good?
Yeah, he's walking around, and I think he only sprained his ankle. I thought he got shot. But nah, he'll be right. Whether it's this week or next or after the bye, it's up to the medicos and see what happens from there.
It looks like Polak, his future for the rest of the season at least, looks in doubt.
Yeah, I think he's 6 week scans in the next couple of days. But it's obviously up to the medicos as well. They know, they're all over it, and Kenny will make the final call on what happens with him for the rest of the season.